Hey, good evening, and welcome everybody to Foley High School as the Foley Falcons get ready to take on our Pierce Pioneers in non-conference volleyball action. Next year, this will be a Granite Ridge Conference matchup as the 2-6 Pioneers take on the 8-4 Falcons. These two teams have seen each other. They met in pool play in Royalton in the opener, Falcons winning both games there. JV went to Foley tonight, sweeping all three. We'll get a C-Squad score when they get back to the gym here. So they're in a gym down the hall here at Foley. Those JV scores were 25-22, 25-16, and 15-5. Your starting lineups for the blue jersey, black short-clad Foley Falcons and the all-black Pierce Pioneers. Coming up, it's Pierce and Foley volleyball tonight on You Are There Sports.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for a dollar, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, here we go. We've had the anthem. We've had the starting lineups. Isabel Legat, Ellie Murphy, Madison Long, Jaden Hermanson, Cassie Teff, Kaylee Ratka, with the libero being Alex Lewandowski for the Falcons, coached by Sheila Wheeler. For Steph Andres and the Pioneers, Jaden Schmea, Ashlyn Libby, Emily Daler, Hannah Creek, Jade Porter, and serving to start things off, Emily Diker. And here we go with volleyball tonight coming right at us at the Foley Gym as Lewandowski takes the opening serve. Pass up to the middle, tipped low and in the net by Foley's Leggett, a 5'9 senior, and it's a 1-0 start for the Pioneers. Another Diker serve, and that's a winner. Off Madison Long for a 2-0 start. Another serve here for Diker. Fires it near back. Back set, right side long, dug by Porter. Here comes the first attack of the night for Pierce. It'll come from the left side, tipped at the net by Foley, kept alive to Pierce. Now Daler in the middle, wind up Creek off the blocker and down. Creek powers it off the hands of Cassie Teff to make it 3-0. Serve again for Diker. Good start for Pierce. There's a knuckler that is almost down for an ace. There's a tip at the net, and Foley's on the board. They set that one up and got a big point. 3-1. And for the serve now, Madison Long will start, a 5'9 senior, right to left. We are floor level here behind a service line, and it's a long serve, and it's a 4-1 lead, Pioneers. Ashlyn Libby now directs her serve. Middle back to Lewandowski, up to the middle. Here's a windup and good dig off a Murphy attempt, but Schmea's pass is not played by a teammate, and it's 4-2 as it drops on the floor, Pioneer side. 4-2, serve Foley. Kayla Ratke. Ratka up and Creek. Rips one across. Played though by the Falcons. Ratka over on a pass. Now Diker for Porter. Near side. Kept alive on a block at the right net. Up again, Foley's attack. Tip. Libby gets down for it and sends it wide. Good effort though by Ashlyn Libby. And it's a 4-3 Pioneer lead here in the opener. A lot of good energy in the gym here in Foley tonight. Deep serve. Schmea played it to Diker. Wind up. And that one is in. Creep delivers the winner. And it's 5-3. Katie LeBlanc will enter to serve, replacing Hannah Creek. 5-3 lead for the Pioneers here in game one. Good serve, played up, middle tip coming, and it is in the net. Pioneers got caught in the net, 5-4 over to Foley. Now Kirsten Hebler back in, replacing LeBlanc. And the serve is to Libby. Diker, near side. Here comes a swing by Porter, and she got it down. Jade Porter delivers the winner. 6-4, Pioneers. Here's Amaya Rushlow coming in to serve. Amaya readies and delivers. Good serve. It's a good start to the serving game tonight. Knocked across. Rushlow is ready to play it for Porter. Now Diker at the pole. Hit it off the antenna. So it's 6-5. Side out to Foley. They will bring in Macy Shimoleski. Shimoleski comes in to serve. Down a point here in game one. Libby up to Rushlow. Wants Porter near side. Cross court dugout. Now Foley in the middle, bumped across to Libby. Up to Rushlow in the middle. Far side hit. Porter got it off to Lewandowski. From the left side, Porter fingertip on it, but not enough. Madison Long wound up and drove it in to tie it up at 6-6. Serving for the lead now is Macy Shimoleski. Angles it to Hebler. Up to Rushlow in the middle. Oh, boy, I thought Schmea was going to get it, and then she let it go. Libby had to play it over on a free ball. Tipped at the net on the Falcon side. Now they'll get it over and rip it to Hebler, and Hebler sends it into the stands. Big hit there. Not a lot Kirsten could do, and Foley's got their first lead at 7-6. Service across to Kirsten Hebler. Pass up to Rushlow. And knocked over on a free ball. Foley got it right to Porter. Now they'll send it up and miss hit. Hermanson hit it low in the net. And we're tied at 7. Porter to serve. And Jade directs it down the sideline. Good dig, Shimoleski. Knocked deep off the hit by Long. Porter was there. Here's Diker swinging, and she hit it just long. 8-7. Foley by one. Lewandowski in to serve. Alex, ready? Sends it over, and Libby scrambles. Porter gets down, and Hebler pushes it across. Bit of a scramble, but the Pioneers did get it over. Now a tip. Found a corner right over the net. And Teff got the winner on a nice little ace tip, and Foley's up to 9-7. Hebler plays it up to Rushlow. Passes across, accurate pass, and that ends with an Ashlyn Libby kill. 9-8. Good pass there by Rushlow to get it to Libby in position. Now Schmea to serve as Creek back into the front row. Played up to the net off the receive. Blocked by Hannah. What a block by Hannah Creek. 9-9. Hannah Those long arms outstretched, just denied the swing up there by Long, and it's a 9-9 tie, and Shmaya for the lead again. Gets it over to Shmulewski. From the right side, big hit, and it's tipped off the Pioneers. That was Cassie Tepp. She unloaded. You just see the flight path of the ball switch. And that's certainly the indicator that there was a touch at the net by the Pioneers. So they will serve at 10-9. Rushlow, Diker gets it over. Set up right side, Long drills it through the Diker creek block. 11-9. Service again for Foley, right to left. Run up serve to Porter. Pops it up to Rushlow. Rushlow, who does she want? Creek, back line winner. Hannah Creek, 11-10. And now Diker comes back out to serve at the top of the rotation. And Rushlow will leave. In is Daler for the tie now again. Here is the serve from Emily Diker. Shmulewski, Arlun Lewandowski, good job, left hand, and we got in the net, Pioneers on a block. Boy, she went up with that left hand, just hit a cross-court winner. Either way, the point was going to Foley, either on the kill or on the net violation, so it's 12-10 Falcons. And they will serve with Madison Long. Long to Porter, up to Diker, and Libby runs over and sends it into the Falcon bench on a swing. So, 13-10, biggest lead of the night so far, put together by the Falcons. They will serve again with Long to Porter. Diker, free ball at the net, and that was blocked easily by Foley's Kaylee Ratka. Timeout, Coach Andres. Foley has put a run together to build a four-point lead. It's Falcons 14, Pioneers 10, game one.
Hey everyone, Jason Sandlowski here from Sunrise Ag. Due to the steel price increases, we have some great deals on in-stock, real tough livestock equipment like cattle chutes and standing panels. Also, it'd be a great time to buy your fencing material, so call Lastrup or Little Rock for prices. We have 5 ag baggers for rent with the ability to make 8 to 10 foot bags. We have ag bags and bunker covers of all sizes, twine and net wrap of various types, and many different brands of forage inoculants for making your forages as well. If there's anything else we can help you with, call any of our 4 locations or check us out on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do.
All right. Falcons are back out on the court. Now here come the Pioneers. It's 14-10 Foley, game one of this best of five non-conference volleyball match tonight. Service again for Maddie Long. Good serve to Porter. Sends it back where Shmaya retreats to get it. And this will be a Diker free ball up to the net. Pushed across. Shmaya gets down to play it. Now Porter swings, tips it over to the net. Big hit coming and denied off the block. That's a winner by Ellie Murphy. Elevating and driving it off Emily Daler. 15-10 Foley. Porter, Libby, and now Creek. Tip played to Lewandowski. Left side hit, blocked up front, but down off a Leggett swing. Isabel is the left-hander, and it's 16-10. Falcons on a run, and it all starts with a serve, which has been very accurate. Here's Creek trying, and she's denied, punched over by Porter. Now to Foley, and they're going to say violation Pierce somewhere, 17-10, as the point goes up on the Falcon side as they stretch it out here in game one in what was, I believe, 11-11 at one point. Couldn't be 11-11 because it's only 17-10. Nice math, Rick. Porter hits low in the net from the back line, and it's 18-10. Pioneers do have one timeout left, but now Hebler will come in for Porter as a back row substitute. Hebler, they go to the far corner, and that'll be a winner off Daler. 8-0 run for Foley, 19-10. This is Maddie Long serving, and it's low. There's a momentum breaker. 19-11 with Libby to serve. Ashland makes her toss, directs it to Lewandowski. Good pass to Long. Right side hit. Murphy dug out on it by a sliding Schmea. And now Daler sends it back to Lewandowski. Foley setting it up again. Left side denied and Long. That might have, was it blocked or did it go off the tape and out? No, they're going to say a block. But it might have ricocheted off the tape and come back. But they say a Pioneer did touch. So it's 20-11. Serve to Libby. Up to Diker. Pioneers will have an opportunity for Jade Porter. Got the corner. Jade finds an opening. 20-12. Lewandowski back in as a libero substitute. All her teammates in blue jerseys, black shorts. She's got the red jersey, black shorts. Here's Katie LeBlanc in to serve. 20-12, Foley, game one. LeBlanc got it over just barely. Tipped at the net, sliding up front. Foley will play it. LeBlanc, back row. Diker, near side, pushed deep by Porter. Good play by Long. Lewandowski up net. Murphy. Back out come the Pioneers. It's Diker. Wound up, and Schmea finishes up top. Jaden Schmea makes it 20-13. Pioneers with a good sequence there. Another serve here. This is LeBlanc to Long. Up to the net, Leggett. And they will get a block for a winner up front. Porter, I believe, was there. Yep, Porter, 20-14. LeBlanc has strung together a couple of good serves here. Let's keep it going. Middle back to Long. Up to Teff. Murphy dug out. What a play by Libby in the back line. Now Porter to Lewandowski. Boy, we've seen some big hits here. Played well defensively. Diker. And now Porter again. Lewandowski able to play it off a tip. Feeds off. Leggett rips it down the middle for a winner. Leggett with that left-hand swing. And it's 21-14. Coming in to serve now, Leanna Murphy, a 5'6 senior. Murphy to Hebler. Passes ahead to Diker. Feeds Porter. Porter too long. 22-14, Foley. Leanna Murphy to serve again here for the Falcons. Trying to take game one on their home court. To Daler in the front row. Porter set up by Diker. Got it. That time Jade took a little something off after hitting the previous one long. And she had plenty of room to get that one in. 22-15 now. And Rushlow will enter to serve. Amaya Rushlow readies and fires. Good serve. Lewandowski crouches to play it. Back line tipped over. Can the Pioneers cover? Rushlow scrambles up. Pushed back by Jade Porter. Murphy rips it. Wow. She is so impressive. Ellie Murphy just springs up and rips it home. 23-15. And now in to serve, replacing Murphy, is Macy Shimoleski. To Libby. Awkward pass. Nobody there to receive. It did not get any elevation off of Ashland, and it went towards the scoring table, and it's game point Foley here in the opener. And it's Hebler. Up Porter. Dug over by the Falcons. Here is to the sideline. Pioneer scrambling, and there's your game. 25-15. Wasn't the cleanest rally there, but Foley gets the game one win. 25-15. They'll switch benches, switch courts. We'll be back for game two in about 3 minutes.
Now that the hustle and bustle of the summer is drawing to an end, now's the time to visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack and look at getting that new phone you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and check out all the latest Verizon devices, including the brand new Note 9. With its bigger screen, faster processor, better camera, and longer-lasting battery, it's designed for performance. And when you buy from us, we help you out from start to finish and make sure you get the phone you want and the service you deserve. So visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of...
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, underway here, game two, an early point for the Falcons, and it's 1-0 as now miscommunication caused the ball to drop on the Pioneer side. And it's 2-0 early. Falcons, they won the opener 25-15, serving to begin the third. Porter to Rushlow. Right side, Creek winner, Hannah. 2-1. First point of game two for the Pioneers. And Emily Diker will serve.
Diker, sir.
Diker sends it across. Played up to the net. Tip denied by Daler. We got a whistle. And it's on the Falcons. So 2-2. Somebody in the net there as Emily Daler wins the tip. And now Diker will serve for the lead. Emily, high floater that time. Up ahead to Leggett. Middle hit. Denied, but wide. That was Kaylee Ratka right down the middle. 3-2 in favor of Foley. They will serve with Maddie Long. She had a long service run in game one. Long tape and Porter got to it. Now Daler will pass across. Dug out by the Falcons. Here's the left-hand hit winner. Leggett again.
Maddie Long serving for the Falcons.
And it's a 4-2 Foley lead with long serving. Porter, pass floats up to the net. It'll give Foley a chance to set something up. Far side, blocked up front by Creek. And now Daler plays it across on a free ball. Here's Hannah's hit, long by Creek. 5-2 start for the Falcons in game number two. Pioneers return home on Thursday night. Serve is good. That's an ace off Daler. 6-2 start. It's Daler, Diker, Schmea, Libby, Creek, and Porter on the court. Low in the net. Side out serve coming. 6-3 now. Pioneers return home. They've got Kimball at the MAC on Thursday. Then Melrose comes to town Friday for football. Good serve down the sideline. Lewandowski able to get to it. Their libero over for Schmea. Now Diker will pass. Set up a little knock across by Daler. Doesn't get a whole lot on it. And finishing it off for Foley is Ratka. Did not make a mistake. 7-3 Falcons. Back to serve again is Ratka now. To Porter. Porter to Diker, denied. I believe that was Leggett. 8-3. Foley. Big lead early in the second. Schmea lets it go. Good decision by Jaden. 8-4. And now Katie LeBlanc will come in and serve for the Pioneers. 8-4 lead. Foley by 4 and a one-game set lead. Just over. Free ball for the Pioneers. Jade Porter knocks it down. That one we've seen too many times go the other way against the Pioneers. A pass off serve receive that floats to the net. And that time Porter, the beneficiary. Lewandowski up to the net now. Foley will attack with a tip. And an opening is right in the soft middle of the defense. Murphy with that left-hand flip. And it dropped. Now Hebler in for LeBlanc. 9-5 Falcons with the lead. Service is a good one. Up to the net, though, as Porter got a good serve receive. Now Jade hits it off the antenna. Off the left antenna by the tower official. It's a different net here. It's a kind of on hydraulics. There is no, it's not attached to the floor at all. As the tower official, as Libby scrambles down, and that is hammered home. Teff, that's one of those free balls I've talked about. A pass that floats, and Falcons are eating those opportunities up. But the floor, the net is on hydraulics, and it just lowers. As you've seen basketball backboards be lowered, and they do the same with the volleyball net. And then there's just a little drop ladder they take down and allow the official to climb up into the crow's nest there, so to speak. So Russell is serving at 10-7. Good serve, Lewandowski. Now far side hit coming. Teff delivers, but not a lot on it. Pioneers set it up for the middle. And that is Schmea with the winner. Jaden from Rushlow, 10-8. Amaya to serve again. Rushlow readies and fires it after her toss. Almost an ace. Lewandowski down to play it. From the middle, couple of Falcons both elevated to swing at that ball. And they kind of bump shoulders, but in the end, one of them got enough, and I believe that was Leggett. Leggett and Long were both there, and now it's 11-8. In comes Macy Shimleski, up by 3 in game number 2. Sends that one to Hebler. Pioneers scrambling, and it's Libby chasing it down, and then free balled over, and a nice play by Schmea. Now the attack comes and denied up front. Foley again. Pass deep to Hebler. Hebler feeds off Rushlow and Dyker on a pass across to the back line, to the middle. Swing coming and denied by Porter. Pioneers setting up a block on the near side. They got it over to Rushlow. Dyker now. Short set in the middle. Punched across. Maya winner. Pioneers won the longest rally of the night there. Jaden Schmea with the point. 11-9 with Porter serving. Jade, top spin, almost got an ace and deflected down, and Schmea again. 11-10, free ball opportunity for Piers won that time. And now should be serving for the tie. They didn't put a point up. Still got it at 11-9, I believe. It should be 11-10. Near side hit is off the tape. Did it go out? Officials look at each other, make eye contact. I don't think the score is right. They put up. It went from 11-9 to 13-9. I think it should be 12-10. I think a point went up on the wrong side. But what do I know? I got to learn to be quiet sometimes. Hebler up to Rushlow in the middle. Schmea tipped and kept alive. Punched up in the air by Lewandowski. Porter plays it on a good effort play. Back row now, Foley. Big whack and in. Teff. Cassie Teff. And a timeout for Coach Andres. Foley by 5 in game 2, 14-9.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, back to live action here. 14-9 serve, Lewandowski, Porter, and now it's Schmea. And Schmea again, that's three straight points, won by Jaden Schmea, 14-10.
Awesome, be good.
Schmea now to serve. Creek replaces Katie LeBlanc. 14-10, Foley, here's Jaden's run-up, and it's down the side, good, ace. Boy, is Jaden on fire this game. 14-11. Another serve for Jaden Schmea. Schmea took something off. There's one up to the net now. Here comes a swing, and that's long. Another Pioneer point. Miss hit long by Teff. Got it. If I'm quiet, it's because Jaden stands directly in front of me. She's literally a foot away from me, and I don't want to disrupt her with my talking when she's concentrating on her serve. Where she starts her serve from and where I'm located puts us about a foot apart. So she served that one into the net. So it's 15-12. Rally going underway, and Libby earns a point with a back row kill. 15-13. Now Dyker to serve. Daler in for Rushlow. It was 25-15 in favor of Foley in game number one. Dyker sends it to Lewandowski. Up to Teff. Teff wants near side, and drilling it off the block is Long. Madison Long makes it a 16-13 Foley lead.
Morning,
Pioneers defensively have near back, Daler, middle is Porter, far side Schmidt, Jade passes up front, Diker sends it, sets up Creek, and the flag comes up long. 16-13. Long, or 17-13, long serving up four. And this one is to Shmaya. Middle and up front. Ratka with a tip on a free ball. 18-13. Pioneers down by five. Shmaya, good pass up to Diker. Diker middle for Creek, hit it low in the net. 19-13 Foley here. They are 8-4. They went 2-2 in the Sauk Rapids tournament. Got swept by Cathedral their last time out. Ace. Top spin ace. 20-13. Long again serving. To Porter. To Daler. Daler wants Libby. Libby with the delivery. Ashlyn Libby. Knocking it off a defender in the back line. Now the serve for Ashlyn. Kind of knuckleball to Long, and that one passed into the net. 20-15. Libby serving down five, game two. Pioneers trailing here 1-0 to Foley. Miss hit wide. 21-15. Kaylee Ratka has to track down a ball. It went down behind the bleachers. Ratka to serve. Shmaya, ace in front of Jaden. 22-15 Falcons. Up to Diker, and from the back row, free ball to cross is Shmaya. Up to the net, in the middle, blocked and down. Pioneers got a piece of it up front in the middle, but too much by Long, and it's 23-15. Foley is now two away from a game two victory. Libby up to Diker, and it's winner for Porter. I think she got that off a block. It wasn't clean, but she hammered it. 23-16, Katie LeBlanc in to serve. Just got it over the net. It rolled over, but Foley able to play it. Big elevation, and what do we got? A violation on Foley on the follow-through on the swing. And that'll be a 23-17 score. LeBlanc, Katie, to Long on the Falcons side. Wind up Leggett, blocked up front by Shmaya and Porter. On the far side, attack wide. And a woman sailing split the pot. Just got drilled. 23-18, she looked up into the crowd trying to tell split the pot tickets, and I shouldn't laugh, but it wasn't anything that's going to send her to the emergency room. Tipped across, up to Diker. Diker passes it back to Lewandowski. Now Foley from the far side. Able to be played by Libby to Porter, and Diker on a free ball across. Up to the net. Here comes a Foley. Big hit and in, says the line judge. Game point. 24-18. And at the line to serve it out is Leanna Murphy. 24-18 Murphy serving for game two to Libby. And Porter will swing away. It was blocked up front. Played there by Diker. Up to the middle. Shmaya got it over a block. Here comes Foley. And falling backwards, able to play it awkwardly where the Falcons tipped down. Dyker got a piece of it, but it out of bounds, and there's your game. 25-18 is the final in that one. So Foley up 2-0 on their home court over the Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emlyn Brenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Premisberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, we're ready to go with the third game. Pioneers need to win out now as Foley's taken the first two, 25-15 and 25-18. Emily Dyker has ball in hand at the service line, gets a whistle, and here we go with the third. Ace, Emily Dyker! 1-0 Pioneers on a Dyker ace. Emily, a senior for the Pioneers, trying to make it a 2-0 lead. Up to the net. Teff. Long hits low. Maddie Long elevating but driving it down into the net for a 2-0 start. And it's another good serve. Up to the net now. Foley will push it deep. Racing over is Schmea. Here comes. Passed over by Jade Porter. Denied up by Lewandowski. Tip back. Here comes a Daler block, and the Pioneers are scrambling. And they can't get it over that time. Foley's on the board, 2-1. Good effort, though, by the Pioneers defensively. Long to serve to Porter. Up to Dyker. She wants to go far side. Tipped over by Daler. Good effort there. And off a creek block, it was Ellie Murphy that kept that play alive with a dive to the floor. 2-2, serving for the lead now. Long. Long directs it to Porter. Dyker, back and creek will just flip it over. And now a tip by the Falcons. Here's Diker passing back. Creek unwinds, and that's long. 3-2. Just missed on a hit that sailed past the service line. Hey, how are you? 3-2. Passed up to the net by Porter. Here's Hannah. Blocked and kept alive. Up to the net now. Free balled over by Murphy. Diker. Here's Libby sending it off a block. Pioneer still playing it. Now Libby will feed the middle for Creek, and Creek's hit is low. Boy, a couple of blocks up front there by Foley enabled him to keep the rally alive, and they eventually get the point on a miss hit. 4-2 now. Service for the Falcons and an ace for Long. 5-2. 5-2 lead. Madison Long serving again. Pioneers return home Thursday with Kimball. Porter to Diker. Free ball to the net, though, and finished by Ratka. 6-2. And it just, I don't know if it's a normal thing for Foley or not, but when they get on a run, it's more often than not been Maddie Long that has started it with a serve, and she delivers an ace off Hebler. 7-2. Long serving at 7-2. Again, to Schmea this time. Racing up is Diker. Feeds it across. Kept alive by Long in the back row. Now it's Murphy. Big finish, Ellie Murphy. Murphy with the winner makes it 8-2. Pioneers set to receive serve again. And it is Schmea, Diker, and free balled over by Hebler. Lewandowski up ahead to Teff, and now it is ripped into the net by Long. Madison Long is denied up front, and it's now an 8. LeBlanc will come in for Libby. Serving is Katie, an 8-3 Foley. Near side to Murphy. They give it back to the middle. Diker goes down to play it. Tipped by Daler. Pioneers defending and blocking up front was Creek. Free ball Hannah. Creek knocks it in. 8-4. The angle was straight down almost for Hannah. Now LeBlanc serving again at 8-4. Falcons. That one is a high arching serve. Back row to Lewandowski. Murphy unwinds. But denied. Back to Foley. Tipped but wide. Missed tip by Leggett. 8-5. LeBlanc with a nice service run going. Katie is one of the more reliable, consistent servers for this Pioneer team. Almost dropped an ace. Lewandowski able to get to it. Now Leggett hits it deep. And too deep, 8-6. Another serve for Katie LeBlanc. LeBlanc, top spin serve up to the net. There's Creek. Hannah or Daler, they were both up there. And I think it was Hannah that got it. And suddenly the Pioneers are within one at 8-7 in the third. LeBlanc trying to tie it up now. Katie. Over to Lewandowski. Here's Murphy. Blocked back to the Foley side. Diker. Daler. Far side. Porter. Got it. Tied. 8-8. Jade Porter with a big hit there. Pioneers now serving for a lead. LeBlanc. Near side. Murphy played it up. Back set here. Over to Diker. Tipped across Daler. Lewandowski keeps it alive for the Falcons. From the right side, Leggett down the line. Long, but the back judge says tipped by a Pioneer. So that's a point for Foley to go up 9-8. Pioneers are doing a better job challenging at the net here. There have been some wicked swings put on by Foley so far in this third. Here's Creek. She's playing it off a block. Now Leggett hammers, and we get a violation on the Falcons. Leggett ruled to be in the net on her follow-through. 9-9 now. Pioneers get that point. And Pioneers will sub in with Caitlin Lanners coming in to serve. Lanners directs it to Lewandowski. Up to Diker, and free balled over by Schmea. Now is the Falcon tip, and Pioneers scrambling. They get down, and now Schmea rips one across, played back row by Long. Leggett off the block of Porter. 10-9 Falcons. Isabel Leggett, 5'9 senior. Leanna Murphy comes in, replacing Leggett. Hebler, LeBlanc, Porter in the back row, and it's the middle back to LeBlanc. Diker wants Porter near side. Lewandowski to the floor to play it up. Now to Daler. Here's Diker in the middle for Schmea. Back row Lewandowski up to the center. Murphy denied and out. Murphy off Daler. 11-9 Falcons in game three. Low floater hits the net. I won't say that Murphy is the player that Lindsay Rachel was, but she's got some attributes that remind me of Lindsay. She's not tall, but she can jump out of the gym, and when she lets loose, there's a vapor trail on the ball. Of course, Lindsay's the best high school volleyball player I've ever seen now in her freshman year at St. Cloud State out of Maple Lake, where she led the Irish to back-to-back AA titles. But there's a part of Murphy's game that reminds me of Lindsay. Here's knocked across to Porter. Rushlow feeds Porter, and Jade missed the corner. Took aim at the far corner at the end of the Falcon bench and just send it long. Or they saying one of the Falcons was in the net. Well, they put a point up. It's 12-10. Shimoleski serving to Hebler. Up to Rushlow. Wants Schmea. Schmea, winner. 12-11. And now Porter will serve for a tie. We get Ashlyn Libby in for Katie LeBlanc as Coach Andres makes a substitution. Here's Jade. Good serve to Alex Lewandowski. Here's Long, tipped off. No, into the net. Schmea may have deflected that one just enough. Actually, that's Brakanda Leshinsky. Brakanda, not Jaden. Service and... That might have been a foot fault, I think, was called. Yeah, a foot fault. That's the first time I've seen that call this year. 13-12, Lewandowski to serve. So it's Rushlow, Porter, and now Schmea on a punch across. Played up to the net by the Falcons. They'll free ball it across. Porter, Rushlow, and knocked over by Jaden. Now a tip across. Did they get it over? Good hustle, Jade. Knocked over by Schmea. And there's a swing, and Shimoleski denied up front. Still alive for a Libby hit. And at the net, and we got a whistle, and it's a point for Pierce on a Leshinsky play. Brakanda Leshinsky. And Foley uses their first timeout of the match. It's tied at 13 in the third.
Hey everyone, Jason Sadlowski here from Sunrise Ag. Due to the steel price increases, we have some great deals on in-stock, real tough livestock equipment like cattle chutes and standing panels. Also, it'd be a great time to buy your fencing material, so call Lastrip or Little Rock for prices. We have 5 ag baggers for rent with the ability to make 8 to 10 foot bags. We have ag bags and bunker covers of all sizes, twine and net wrap of various types, and many different brands of forage inoculants for making your forages as well. If there's anything else we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
All right. Serve was just put into play as we come back to live action in Foley. Pioneers playing it on their side. Rushlow for Leshinsky, passed across. 13 all in game three. And a block by Hannah Creek, denying Madison Long. And the Pioneers have taken a 14-13 lead. Brakanda Leshinsky able to get up and block that one. Actually, it was Creek at Brakanda sent it across, setting up the block. Cross court, on the serve, up to the net. Over, Leshinsky, Libby sends it back. Up to the net again, Foley. Free ball, wide. 15-13, Pioneers. Pioneers with their best stretch tonight. And off the bench for the first time is sophomore outside hitter Callie Teff, replacing Maddie Long. Service from Schmea. Up to the net, back set. Big hit and in. That's a winner by Cassie Teff. Cassie's the senior, Callie's the sophomore. 15-14. Leggett returns, replacing Murphy in the Foley lineup. 1 point Pioneer lead. They need to win and then win again and then win again. And Porter plays it to Rushlow. Blocked up front. Now to the Falcon side. Middle hit coming. And knocked over by the Pioneers to Rushlow. Libby to Shimoleski. Up to the net comes Cassie Teff, and miss hit by Macy Shimoleski. 16-14, Pioneers with a game three lead. Now Diker will come in, so will Daler. Leshinsky and Rushlow leave. Emily to serve, up by two here in game three. Emily, good receive, back row. Lewandowski plays to Schmea. Pioneers are going to have a chance here. Big hit and played well off a block by Creek. Diker now. Daler, one more hit available. Schmea from an awkward angle won't get it over. 16-15. 16-15 with Foley making a couple of subs. It's Maddie Long returning and Ellie Murphy. Long is there. Serving for a tie now is Maddie Long. Low, a rare error for Long tonight. 17-15, Pioneers. Now LeBlanc will check in for Ashlyn Libby, and she'll serve. Katie LeBlanc, junior. Katie, up to the net. Here's Murphy on a tip directed to Schmea. Schmea gets down to play it and knocked over by Porter. Now Foley through the block and down by Retka. Kayla Retka wins the point. 17-16 Pioneers. And Kaylee Retka will serve the right-hander to Schmea. Up to Diker. Here comes Porter flying in, deflected at the net. It'll give Foley an opportunity. And that's Murphy, dug out by LeBlanc from the back row. Porter swings, and it is, oh, long. Not by much, but it was long. 17 all. Ratka serving again to Porter. Diker now in the middle. Creek unloads one and rifles it right off Cassie Teff's shoulder. Nothing Teff could do. 18-17, Pioneers lead by one. Ratka leaves. Lewandowski in. Caitlin Lanners in the serve. And Caitlin. Good serve. Leggett knocks it down the line and in. Izzy Leggett ties it at 18. Another serve here for Foley. Who will it be? Coming in to serve is Leanna Murphy. Murphy replaces Leggett in the rotation. 18 all serve is low. 19-18. Back-to-back service errors by Foley. Pioneers will now make a change, and they will send in Leshinsky and Rushlow. Rushlow will serve as Diker and Daler leave. Amaya Rushlow serving up a point in the third. Rushlow long. Boy, now both teams really struggling with their serve. Trading service errors, and it's 19-19. See what Macy Shimoleski can do. Shimoleski stands back and fires it across. That's a good one to Porter. Up in the middle, Hannah Creek directs it off a block. Foley playing it for Long off the top of the net and down. Long's hit was not touched by a defender, but it hit the top white tape of the net, and that altered the course, and the Pioneers couldn't get to it. And it's 20-19 now, Foley. Here's Rushlow setting up far side. Schmea denied. Jaden punches it up to Hebler. And Porter plays it across the net. Up in the middle. Tip left side and good. The ace tip for Jaden Hermanson. And Piers will use a timeout. 21-19. Foley in the third.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Pioneers need a stop here as Foley's closing in. They're up 21-19 in the third, already up two. Here's the serve. It's to Hebler. Hebler feeds Rushlow. Here's a swing and low by Jade Porter, 22-19. Another serve from Macy Shimoleski. Porter to Rushlow. Back to Jade on a free pass across to Lewandowski. Up now, back set. Off the net and down by Cassie Teff. And it's match point. Should be match point. They've only got a 23-19. Porter serves. Rushlow plays it. Here's Hebler. Hebler knocks it deep to her fellow libero. And now Long unwinds and rifles it home. And now it's match point. 24-19. Serving for the match. Porter up to Rushlow. Denied, but Foley plays it. One more and they get it over. Back line. Rushlow again. In the middle, Schmea blocked. Played up and Pioneers won't get it over. There's your final. 25-19. Foley sweeps Piers tonight. We'll begin the post game. After this, as the Pioneers lose in Foley in three.
tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Hoheisel Spray Foam, Holy Trinity School, Horizon Health, IP Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Johnny C. Sports Bar, Kenko Drywall, Ken's Cans, Kurtz Furniture, Lakes Printing, Lashes Auto Center, Litke's Veterinary Service, Little Falls Radio, Luckner Plumbing, Lloydal Lumber, MP Barrett Trucking, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Modern Farm, Northwoods Gutter, Patrick's Bar, Piers Family Dentistry, Piers Ballroom, Piers Commercial Club, Piers Co-op, Piers Eye Care, Piers Fire Department, Piers Foods, Piers Lions, Piers Sanitation, Piers Service, Piers Subway. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Foley wins in three tonight. Final game scores were 25-15, 25-18, and then 25-19. They improved to 9-4 on the season. Pioneers fall to 2-7. Pioneers return home Thursday night. Kimball in town, and then they host their annual Pioneer Classic on Saturday, an 8-team event. Come on out and support the Pioneer Volleyball program. JV loses in three here tonight. Game scores of 25-22, 25-16, and then 15-5. Those were your scores tonight from Foley High School. As activities director, Dean Damon. Nice, always nice to visit with Dean. As the Pioneers are filing out of the gym, and they'll get on a bus and make that half-hour ride back home. Again, three-game win for the Falcons tonight. Our next broadcast will be on Thursday, and that will be with Kimball in town to face these Pioneers, the Cubs and Pioneers. And that Central Minnesota Conference volleyball action should be about a 7:15 varsity start. We got started a little early tonight. That JV match just flew by. So we got started about 5 after 7 tonight. But should be a normal 7:15 coming up Thursday. Again, 3-0 Foley is your winner tonight at home over the Pioneers. Thanks for listening. See you Thursday.